This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
100 Word Stories Podcast. Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon, and welcome to the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Usually you'll hear a 100 word story from me, or one of the resident crazy people here. But it's Saturday, and on Saturdays we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. It's where I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. This is the 34th Weekly Challenge. Most people who participate in the Weekly Challenge read their own stories aloud, and then they send me the audio file to add to this production jam-up. But few of them have cats that like to curl up at their feet when they sit at the computer, and the moment they try to record, the cat meows or jingles its collar, and it ruins each and every take. So for them, we have a banjo-playing sex slave midget available to record the story for them. The topic this week was rehab. It was selected by Steve from iLaugh. My apologies go out to Caroline from Quadra Island for not using her theme, but I couldn't find it in my inbox. Once again, folks, please send in the themes along with your stories. It kind of gives me less of a chance to lose it. Or how am I going to blame the midget for this one? We remain in double-digit territory by the skin of our teeth with 10 submissions this week. That's okay. Double digit. Okay, there. So which story goes first? Well, it's going to be the winner from last week's weekly challenge, and that's Ellison from Blogged Ellison. Congratulations, Ellison. Enjoy your cup of coffee, and here's your story.
Hello, this is Ellison welcoming you to the 34th Weekly Challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The theme of this week's challenge is rehab, and my story is entitled, The Comeback. Superman strained, sweat glistening on his brow. Nothing happened. It had been 2 months since his last brush with Lex Luthor, ambushed in a cave lined with green kryptonite. He was lucky to be alive, but he was still weak as a super kitten. Sure, his X-ray vision was almost fully intact. He could even bend steel bars, leap buildings at a single bound. But not all of his muscles had recovered after 8 weeks of rehab, and the wolf was at the door. He tried again. Strain. Clink. That takes care of the rent, he thought. I'm back! This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison, signing off.
Thank you, Ellison. The text from Ellison's story can be found in the show notes, along with the stories from everyone else that's participating this week. Oh, and there's also links to their homepages and podcasts out there in the poll. Okay, now that the winner has made his round through the arena, let's check out the rookies, of which there are none. You guys are so good, you frighten the newbies. That's how good you are. Oh well, let's check out those scary veterans. I'll play them in the order that I received them. And first up is Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Lounge. Did I get that right? Black Tie Martini Lounge Oddcast. Yep, I got it right. You'd think after saying it so many times, I wouldn't mess it up like that. Okay, Caleb, spin us a tune.
Hey, everybody, it's your old pal Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast, where we like to keep the canapes under the canopy next to the canapes. Sorry I've been away, but you know how things go, or maybe you don't and you should really learn. Anyway, hopefully this will make up for it. It's a little thing I like to call, don't put Charlton Heston's vest on, that's his blessed one, and the best one that he put his Heston crest on. By IP Freely.
You told me to try art therapy. You said that playing a musical instrument would keep my mind off my addictions and my hands busy. So I did. I went for a walk along the seaside playing my axe when I heard someone playing along. I followed the sound and happened upon an octopus playing a xylophone. So we jammed. Music knows no language, no interspecies bigotry. And when I tell you about how I was horb-gorbling along playing my sousaphone with a cephalopod, you want to keep me in rehab for an extra 2 months? I'm outraged!
Thank you, Caleb, and I guess you're playing catch-up there. Sorry, all the ballots are closed in the previous weeks. We're not going to open them back up again with this all-in-one effort, but thank you, Caleb. The next up is Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops. You're wondering how long I could hold that.
Hello, it's Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops, which can be found at lemonsandlollipops.blogspot.com, and this is my entry into the 34th weekly challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The topic this week was rehab, and in the spirit of the season, the name of my story is Holiday Rehab. Hello, my name is Lisa. Hello, Lisa. The crowd waited, anticipating more. Well, the holidays and, well, the little baby in the manger just looked so cute. All those lights, the music, my parents' hopeful faces. I don't know why I couldn't control it, how it managed to seep into my brain. I can't explain why or how I lost my reason. But it's gone. All gone. After the meeting, she prepared herself for what was to come. 3 weeks of detox, with a head full of electrodes, hooked up to the D-Jesus machine at the Dawkins Atheist Rehab Center. I hope you've enjoyed this 100-word story. This is Lisa. Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you, Lisa. Next up, we have Andrew Ian Dodge from Growing Old Disgracefully, Dodge Blogium, and what are we calling it this week? The Lagwolf and Crap Show, which you can get on Skype. Check the listing of the live tab around 2 p.m. Central. You'll hear Andrew and I jabbering away. Or actually, Andrew sticking to the subject and me acting like a jackass. Oh, okay. Andrew, let's have your story.
This is Andrew Ian Dodge from Dodge Blogium, Lagwolf and Crap, and the recent piece about the music business for ERCCouncil.org. Rehab? God, I bloody hate rehab. I made the mistake of going last year. Not because I was addicted to anything, you see, but for the schmoozing. The damn place was full of music business types cleaning up because of their employees' latest campaign against drug use. DTs didn't stop the bragging about girls and hits. Then there's Pete Doherty. I never believed it, but there's a lot of truth in believing that people who behaved like arseholes on coke were no less arseholes when they were sober. Being in rehab damn near drove me to do drugs. Ugh.
Thank you, Andrew. I know, I left in that last 30 seconds of crowd noise in there just to see if all you were thinking, is there more? Is there more? Is there more? Thanks. Okay, and now it's time for Caroline from Quadra Island. Once again, she was supposed to have the topic this week, but unfortunately, you've got to put them in with your stories. Otherwise, you're taking your chances with me being an idiot. Okay, you're not really taking your chances with that. I'm pretty much an idiot every day. Well, here's Caroline from Quadra Island with her story for you.
Hi, this is Caroline from Quadra, and this is my submission for this week's 100-word story with the subject rehab. Keeping up appearances was very important for the Browns. When John put himself in rehab, Mary kept up the sham that he was away on business. She even went for a week to her mother's on the pretext of visiting him. All was going well until he found out his dog had been hit by a car. He came out so he could bury her. But halfway through detox and unpredictable, he ran through the neighborhood in his PJs, wearing only one sock and loudly proclaiming, "Diddle diddle dumpling, my son John." The game was up.
Thank you, Caroline. Next, we move over to Tom on the Tiny Pump House in the Hill, where he produces the Footnote podcast, and he's got that Bigberry interview thing going on there. Let's hear what Tom has for us this week.
Hello, night people. This is Tom from the Footnote podcast, the podcast which guarantees the halt of hair loss upon repeated listenings. Tom's tale tonight is One More 12-Step. Hello, I'm Frank.
Hello, Frank.
Chime those assembled for the SA meeting. I'm here. I'm ready. It's going to be hard prying my fingers off the keys, forgoing the smooth touch of contoured metal, relinquish the low, moaning vibrations of crashing shards of window glass tumbled across the floor, followed by black-clad men brandishing brass. "Damn," said Frank. "The ninja tuba shijin have found me again." With one continuous motion, Frank steadied his sousaphone as the ninjas rushed him. He let out one piercing note, dropping them to their knees. This was his 19th rehab rumble. Curses. Phoned again.
Okay, I'm getting y'all's point. I should have allowed the tie and the sousaphone and the rehab. Okay, I won't question that anymore. No matter how difficult it's going to be, whatever wins, wins. All right. Thank you, Tom. And now it's time for Bea. And for the first time, she's recorded her story. Bea, let's hear your lovely voice.
Franny's addiction was getting way out of hand. At first, no one cared that she was hooked. The past 3 years had been her happiest since Grandpa passed away. Her depression lifted, as if by magic. But the family had grown weary of having Granny hyped up all the time, always anticipating her next fix. She no longer hosted holiday gatherings or made her signature cookies and pies. And worst of all, she had ceased making quilts for the newborn grandchildren. An intervention was in the works. Fran called the senior travel club. "Hello? I need to cancel a membership."
Thank you, Bea. I don't know whether I was supposed to play that at the speed you recorded or slow it down to at least get some semblance of a normal voice, but there you have it. That's Bea. Thank you. Next up is Liana of Hodgepodge Point. She can be found at Hodgepodge Point in Libsyn, and she can also be found right here, right now.
Hello again, everyone. It's Liana from HodgepodgePoint.libsyn.com.
I'm still trying to crank out a podcast. Better come listen before I'm all drained. My submission for this week's challenge number 34, Rehab, is a story I'm lamely calling Grown Up. And of course, the music comes from PodSafeAudio.com and was created by Mark Hymanen, a name I'm pretty sure I'm butchering. He stared outside the window, wishing his youth would return. The substance did different things back then. It made him fly. What changed? A girl. She wasn't his first love, but she had shown him a new use for the powder. Friends hated his sour attitude. In no time, his boyish nature and wild ways were reduced to a sad man huddled on the floor of a cold manor. Who knew pixie dust could become an addictive drug? The Institute was trying to help him quit, but he knew it was too late. He would never go back to Neverland.
Thank you, Liana. Next up is Lee from Read Strange. What strange things is Lee going to read for us today?
Hello, and once again, this is Lee Sentis with another 100-word story. This is for Lawrence Simon's 100-word story challenge on podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, which I encourage you to listen to. This one is on the theme of rehab and is entitled, what the hell's it called? Not Gonna Cry Anymore, Oh No. 5 years after the operation, Lisa was still visiting her doctor.
My eye doesn't work.
Dr. Borges sighed. Your eye works fine. Here, read these letters.
A. E. R. T. D. S. P.C.?
Told you, I works fine.
I does not work fine.
It does.
Doesn't.
Okay, look. I'm gonna suggest you see specialist friend of mine. There's nothing else I can do for you. Lisa went home in a funk, made herself tea, and picked up the phone.
Hello. I'd like to make an appointment with Dr. Shank.
Specifically, what for?
Lisa took a deep breath.
Well, apparently, I have a blinking problem.
Plumbing the depths of stupid this week. That was yet another 100-word story. From Lee Sentis at Read Strange. Special thanks, of course, to my mother, who supplied the voice of Lisa. For those of you who didn't know my mother's voice before. Okay, see you next week. Bye.
Thank you, Lee. You know, I think that sets a new record. It's 2 minutes and 30 seconds, I think. Okay, let's just put that up on the tote board. And every second of it is quality. All right, who's next here? It's PJ from No Deep Thoughts. PJ is back. Okay, let's see if I can get this file working here. It's a little chopped up.
Hi, PJ here from No Deep Thoughts with my entry for this week's 100-word challenge. The topic is rehab. Are you serious? I don't belong here. But the woman who thought she was in charge of all things Paula had heard all this before and only shook her head. It's for your own good, she said in a condescending way. Well, the only thing Paula hated worse than being told what to do is being told what to do in a condescending way. Give me the credit cards, dear. You'll feel a lot better, she sneered. Paula quickly exited, leaving the now bloodied scissors on the floor behind her. Shopping addiction rehab? Shopping is what makes her feel better.
Just in time for the holiday season, too. Thank you, PJ.
Okay, we have one more story here, and you know who it's from. We could go through the whole alphabet of who it might possibly be or reasons why they're participating. But once you get to the end, it's always...
Planet Z. Hard drives die. Memory banks forget. Systems get infected with viruses. Connections are healthy, and so on. As machinery becomes more lifelike, so does the terminology. Take, for instance, this robot, ninth generation, limited artificial intelligence, but an extremely lifelike carapace, I mean skin. We call it a him. We thank him for performing a task. And if he fails to perform, we take him to the rehab clinic for rehabilitation, not the repair shop for diagnosis and calibration. Of course, those with cybernetic prostheses now say they're going into the shop for repairs. Fair's fair, I suppose.
And there you have it, 11 stories about rehab. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of the weekly challenge. But which one was the best? Head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week to find out. Then, when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 35th weekly challenge and win a cup of coffee. There's more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, and the text of the stories in case you can't understand what they said. There's also archives of my own 100-word stories there. You can buy my book, and pretty much, you know, everything else. Need to subscribe to the feed? There's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers out there, including one-click options for iTunes and Podcast Ready. The third round of the Pickle Tales competition will be out soon. Look for War of the Words in there. We'll be back with more 100-word stories tomorrow. And next week, it'll be yet another weekly challenge, starring you. I'll post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit. But until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief. There's one contributor to the weekly challenge you probably never heard on it, or knew was part of the production. I usually wake up with the sun on Saturday morning, turn on the computer, pull the gray blanket over my legs, and get to work assembling and recording this thing. Usually around then, my cat Piper would come into the room, crawl inside that blanket and curl up in there, purring and chewing it, or sleeping in that little nest, keeping my feet warm because I never remember to put on socks. Or she'd be in her chair, sleeping with occasional chirps here and there asking what I'm doing over here, because that's what a podcat does for a podcast. They supervise and take care of the host and occasionally force you to make another take or two. As you've probably heard by now, Piper suffered a pretty bad blood clot early Monday morning, and despite the emergency clinic's best efforts, further clots shut down her lungs, and she died soon afterwards. Today I'm without my friend. Today I'm without my friend of over 10 years, and my feet are cold. Thank you to everyone who have offered your condolences, prayers, thoughts, and kind words. I will see you next week.